Well, the cost of ongoing lockdowns has shown up in millions of lost hours of work in the latest official job figures. The so-called headline unemployment rate fell to 4.5% in August. But again, that was mainly due to hundreds of thousands of workers giving up on the job search. Women continue to take the brunt of the hit to the labour market, with dire warnings about their future prospects if more government support isn't forthcoming. Here's business reporter David Taylor.
Ian Grant and his wife live in Horsham in northwest Victoria. He's a truckie and his wife's a house cleaner, but they're not making much money between them right now. He spoke to us from his truck outside Centrelink.
Just been to Centrelink, but they've actually said that the coronavirus supplement of $450 a week has been cancelled. So because that's been cancelled, she has to go either on unemployment to get money, although she's still employed.
So she's working 0 hours effectively.
Well, 0 hours for no money.
Bureau of Statistics figures today show 66 million hours of work lost in August. But job losses were heavy too, with 146,000 Australians out of work, evenly distributed between full-time and part-time roles. RMIT economics lecturer Leonora Rees says women are taking the brunt of the job losses, and in many cases, they're not looking for more work.
That means we've got workers dropping out of the workforce. They've either given up looking for a job, it's too hard to find a job, they've got caring responsibilities.
Unions are urging the Morrison government to bring back some form of JobKeeper to give Australian workers a safety net that's not offered by disaster payments. There's no suggestion the government will do this. Minister for Employment, Stuart Robert, concedes it's difficult for those out of lockdown and out of work.
Oh, it's difficult, especially when employers put you on 0 hours.
Deputy Labor leader Richard Miles says all of the job and household budget pain can be brought back to what he says is the government's failed vaccination rollout.
One of the single biggest failures in public administration that we have seen in our country's history.
But economist Leonora Rees says while it may be tough for some to hear, the pandemic is revolutionising the way we work, and too many workers are not adapting with it.
Perhaps you do need to move into a slightly different type of business, or you need to adapt and do things in a digital format rather than an in-person experience, for instance.
And adapt is precisely what these workers have done.
Hi, my name's Marnie Groom. I'm nearly 50 years of age and I've just recently relocated to the Northern Territory from WA.
Hi there. My name is Michelle Napier. I am 36 and I've come from Canberra in the ACT.
They're all now working for Northern Territory recruitment firm ALPA, or Arnhem Land Progress Aboriginal Corporation. It places mainly Indigenous Australians in retail positions throughout the territory. People and Culture Manager Brad George says he's had to boost staff to cater for the enormous demand for workers.
We are looking for 25 retail managers at the moment, looking for 25 community development staff. We could fill another 5 finance roles tomorrow.
While there are pockets around the country enjoying a jobs boom, economists say East Coast pandemics will continue to wreak havoc on businesses and their ability to hire. And a strong recovery is not guaranteed. Indeed, consulting firm EY claims if you take out the effect of workers giving up on the job search, the unemployment rate is more likely to be roughly 10%. Employment Minister Stuart Robert says that's rubbish.
Lies, damn lies and statistics. Numbers will continue to be all over the place.
Employment Minister Stuart Robert speaking with our reporter David Taylor.